have very many academic programs yet, and that's because we're young and we're growing. Choices of majors on our campus are limited. To help us grow, I have charged our new provost, Dr. Lynn Pardee, to work with faculty and others to strategically identify new academic programs that are in high demand in our part of the state so that we can be that steward of place more effectively. The slide I have up there illustrates one area that is of particular concern. And I mentioned this a year ago, you may remember, when I had just been on board a couple of weeks. The Springfield area is the other Illinois medical district. Everyone knows that there's an Illinois medical district in Chicago. Most people don't realize there's a second one, and it's Springfield. The largest employer in Springfield is the medical community. So one of the things we have to do is figure out how we can contribute more effectively to the medical community. We are doing that in very minimal ways, but we think there's more we can do. Healthcare employers are telling me and telling members of my team that we need to be more involved in preparing professionals for their workplaces. So we're going to be having those conversations this year and seeking assistance from our colleagues to help us think about that. So academic programs is a high priority for us. I want to say something, too, in terms of enrollment about online. Of course, you already know that UIS is a national leader in online learning, and the marketplace is telling every university in the country that students like learning online and they like online programs. Online programs provide flexibility, and they make college more accessible. UIS currently has 17 online degree programs where students take all of their courses online, and 29% of our students are enrolled in these online majors. 60% of our students took at least one online course in the spring semester. Taking courses both online and on ground enhances students' progress toward graduation. I'm very pleased that UIS got into online delivery very early, and that our faculty have developed a great deal of expertise in teaching online. The Gates Foundation, of course, is very interested in making college more accessible for students, and they are partnering with Harvard, MIT, Penn State, the University of Massachusetts, and the University of Illinois Springfield to enhance that accessibility. And so we're working closely with the Gates Foundation with three different grants right now to improve delivery methods for online education. We are at the forefront of something that is changing higher education dramatically and permanently, and we're very pleased to be partnering with Gates on this project. Online gives University of Illinois students a different kind of access, but an equally high-quality experience, and growth online continues to be a high priority for us in the coming years. And finally, in the context still of enrollment, I want to talk about a building. Unfortunately, you can't see that building yet. But let me say a little bit about it anyway. The broader issue here is really not a building. It's that we must enhance student life at UIS in order to recruit students, and a student union is an essential part of student life on any college campus. Prospective students constantly ask us where the student union is, and they're disappointed when we tell them we don't have one. The Urbana campus, of course, has the historic Illini Union. The UIUC campus has two student unions that I've been in, maybe more. But I know they have two. And in fact, every other four-year university in Illinois has a student union. We don't, and we need one in order to grow and in order to grow our enrollment, provide our current and future students with the experience that they deserve and want. President Easter mentioned this project to you at our last meeting, and he recognizes that need, and I appreciate that he supports this effort. We're now working closely with the central administration on this project. We're still a few steps away from bringing this project to you for approval, but I think it's clear to you that a student union is one of my highest priorities for the year within the broader context of increasing our enrollment. My second priority, and the next slide, please, thank you, has to do with hiring and retaining talent. And of course, it's that kind of talent that we need to fulfill our vision to be a premier public university. We have more than 700 full-time employees at UIS, and by the way, that is one of the very best ones. I hope you will meet at some point Joan Buckles. She is our lead grounds manager and horticulturalist, and she is the person